Hello everyone, my name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to The Madhouse. Just to be completely upfront with you, this one may be a little bit hard to listen to. It's been something that's weighing on my heart quite a bit lately, and I just gotta clear my head on it, get my shit out here, and yeah, it's on the Epstein Island stuff. That's happening right now. Do we really want to know? Do we really want to know? Like, do you really, really want to know? Because I don't know. I don't think a lot of people understand what they're asking for when they beat that drum of release the documents. I know that we need to know. We need to know, and we already, you know, deep down in your heart, you do know. You do know. We all know exactly what the island alone means and what was happening there. For anybody who may not be informed, because those people do exist, I'm not going to laugh at you like other people will, or mock you, or just simply roll my eyes. I will tell you that there was a man named Jeffrey Epstein, and he ran a pedophile ring, incriminating not only our top politicians, the people we elected to go into office and, I mean, serve us, and people that we put our trust into as a whole, but also beloved figures. Rich, unfathomably powerful people that had no other desires besides, or no other wants besides what they could not have and what they couldn't have legally. Jeffrey Epstein gave to them, and it was children. It was children. And that's all we're being told. But this is why I ask. It's like, it's one of those things where, do you really, really want to know? Do you really want to know? Do you really? I don't know if people know what they're asking for. Because this is not the only one. This is not the only one. There are many. And I was going to say this isn't conspiracy, but fucking call it whatever you want to call it. I don't care. I don't care. This is just logic. It's that saying of, this isn't the first time they've done it. This is the first time they've got caught. I'm telling you that with no evidence, I don't have any evidence to present besides look at the world. Look at anybody who has done severe bad. Like the most wicked, evil, twisted shit. And just use your own brain. Use your own brain. Please. Because listen, like, this isn't the only one. I'm telling you right now that this is not the only one. And this is why it's crucial that Epstein was the fall guy. That these files don't get leaked, or whatever leaked files are leaked. Or whatever, disclosed, whatever bullshit term you want to call it. They're not gonna give away all the secrets. This is clearly, very obviously, not the first time, not the last, and not the only time that this has happened or is happening currently. There are more. There are more, and I think what we're butting up against right now is a hell of a lot darker than what people think. What people can even imagine. And it gets dark, and that's why I wanted to say that this one, I mean, it's nobody's talking about it. People are talking about it. They're like, what do you think the Epstein files are? When do you think we'll get those? What do you think it is? But like, you know what it is. And just whatever wicked thing, the most wicked, evil, detestable, putrid thing you can imagine, whatever that may be, take it and amplify it by a million. It's beyond your wildest, sickest dreams. What is going on? Let me give you an example that I just cannot get out of my head. I cannot get this out of my head. A non-verbal autistic child will not sing. Do you understand me? If you were to do what these people were doing, a perfect fucking candidate for your sick, twisted mind, your sick, twisted, demon-possessed deeds, the perfect candidate for your lust for something so nefarious and so evil and beyond illegal would be somebody that, one, already can't really talk to people anyway. Two, is nonverbal. They can't even speak. They can barely think. Easily influenced. Use your imagination. This is what I'm saying, and this is why I'm like, they're not going to be able to go and tell on you. And this is why I'm like, do we really want to know a fact that is a fact? We know this. Is that chauffeurs that were, I don't know, like 18, I'm assuming, 18, 17, 18-year-old girls and guys. Let's call it what it is. These guys and these girls, and then I'm sure, there's no way there wasn't, with all the pushing for these gender things, there was no way that there weren't, you know, cross-dressing kids as well, for sure. It happens all over the goddamn world. It's happened all over human history, the powerful people. From the Middle East, where they have kids in concrete buildings dressing and dancing like a woman, and then you're just outside and you can hear the screams of terror and pain coming from that boy. That's happening now. All the way back until, I mean, the ancient Greeks. Alexander the Great, Macedonia, they, all of them. It's always happened. This has always happened. And we know that this is happening still. Here. At home. And this is like, use your imagination, people, because listen, why stop at one? Why stop at one? You have these 18, we'll just say 18, freshmen in college. Maybe even not even out of high school. Let's go with the most extreme example. 18-year-old high school senior. She is very pretty. Maybe in a bigger city. She won't be missed, right? No. And her... She's taken away. She's found in the city. You know, maybe she went out clubbing. Maybe she didn't cover her fucking drink. Maybe she was... who knows? Who knows the situation? Use your imagination, people. Maybe she was walking to fucking class. Full of hopes and dreams. Maybe she would have... Who knows? Cured cancer. Figured out a way for us all to eat. Figured out how to never have to worry about energy again. Who knows what she could have done? And instead she's taken. Somehow. Brought into a little room. Shown her parents with a gun to their head. They're all crying because you know it's ugly. Maybe the dad is already red paste on the fucking wall and only the trunk of his body remains. Use your fucking imagination. And the mom's begging. Her little sister's fucking crying. She's 4. She doesn't know what's happening. And now this high schooler, this freshman in college, is sobbing and being told that the rest of her family will die if she doesn't listen. But it's not all so bad, is it? No. Because you get to have sex with the most powerful billionaires in the world. Congratulations, lady. All those aspirations you had? Maybe the family that you ever so wanted? Gone. You work for us now. And remember those nonverbals? Those autistic kids, maybe? The hardly functioning, developed Down syndrome kids. Any of them. Use your imagination. Yeah, you're gonna be the... I need you to tell them what to do. Got it, sweetie? And you're gonna go ahead and have these girls who don't even speak, they can't speak, go up to somebody like Bill Gates, maybe, at this party. Give him the attention that he always has craved. Maybe Bill Clinton. Somebody like that. Most powerful fucking people. And they're all going to report back to you. And you're going to report back to me. Got it? She can't say yes because she's got a fucking gag or some horrible sadistic shit in her mouth. And this is what I'm saying. Do you really want to know? Use your imagination. It's like... Because sex is not the end of it either. Once you start going down the lust road, just this evil path. Once you start descending through layer and layer and layer of hell, you become less less human with every horrible, sadistic choice that you make. It's like, do you really want to know? Do we really want to know? Are we sure? Are we fucking sure? It's one of these things that I know we need to, but we really have to respect the fact that it may end everything. Like, this is... another example. There are people who are out there. It's like this whole thing where... this whole thing where people are like... The worst sexual fetish they can imagine is somebody's like, oh, he got a foot job. Oh, wait, what? People are into armpits? People like stepping in cake? Just like the weird shit, right? People wear, what is it, mascot costumes and fuck? Like, I'm telling you. That is the tip of the iceberg. That is the dorsal fin barely poking out of the water. That looks like a small shark, but below the surface is a 150-foot megalodon. A beast. This is a tiny tip of a tentacle cresting out of the water, just barely touching out of it. And we're like, oh, look, a cute squid. When there's a kraken in the black waters below. That's what those sorts of things are. Because it only gets worse as you follow your lust deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And we're not talking about just sex. Like, I don't wish, but I'm telling you that there is no limit to this hell that we're gazing down. And we're just, with these Epstein files, with all of this shit. Because there are people out there that get off to murder. There are people out there that get off to torture. To torturing and bloodletting. And drinking blood. Look at the Dahmer series, for fuck's sake. I didn't watch it. I can't watch that shit. It fucks me up. But I know a lot of people have, and it's what he liked. Like, this is dark. I think this is a lot darker. And when people throw it around so fucking loosely, and I'm just like, Christ, man, you don't know. You don't know what you're getting into. Because if they got caught once, it's not the first time, it's the only time that... whatever. I'm so worked up that I don't even know the saying anymore. This is not the only one, and I'm telling you right now. This is not the only fucking one. It's happening all over the goddamn place. And I'm of sound mind these days. I play it up for the camera to be, you know, silly and crazy, but I'm actually okay. I'm doing really well. No more suicidal thoughts or anything. Nothing like that. We're in a really good place. And isn't that fun that I feel the need to say that? Just a sign of the fucking times. But like, we're not, there's no limit to how evil this is, and we're just, I've only talked about people. I've only talked about people. Do you think that there's a limit to the age range? Do you think there is? I told you this is gonna be a hard listen. Do you think that they wouldn't fuck a baby? Do you think that they wouldn't do some shit like that? Do you think that they wouldn't fuck a cat or a dog? Or do you think that maybe they wouldn't want to fuck a corpse? Do you think that they wouldn't want to do anything like that? Do you really think that anything is fucking sacred to these evil people that are doing this shit? Do you really fucking think? Because this is, we're staring into the abyss right now, and it's staring back. It's trying to hypnotize us to make us look away. This is how I'm viewing this shit. Imagine you walk up to a cave. And you're looking into the cave and it's pitch black. And you go into that cave. You don't have a light. You can't go deep. It's a very shallow cave, and you're looking around and you're kind of feeling, we'll say like you can only go a few steps in, and then you hit a hard wall. You start feeling around on the wall. It's pitch black. You can't tell what's going on really. You just know that there's something blocking you from entering that cave. So you feel around, you try to find an opening because you're starting to get curious. You want to know. Hell, maybe even the cave throws you a bone. Maybe literally, maybe metaphorically, in that it gives you a little bit of an opening to kind of feel around, and it's like, oh, okay, this little cave, I can't fit in there anyway. It's fine. And so you turn right around. You're like, all right, I'm going to continue on my day. I was really kind of hoping that there was something in there. Found a cool little mini cave within a cave. Found a cool little skull or something. Found some bird eggs. But what you don't realize is that a giant tendril-like thing, like a tentacle again. That's really the, it's really how I imagine this. There's just a gentle tentacle blocking the entrance to the cave. The entire thing. Bigger than you can even imagine. And that wall that you were feeling all over was just this monster, this monstrosity of pure and utter darkness. Just being like, shh, nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. Just, whoo. And it's blocking the cave. So that way you can't go in there and see the true monstrosity that lies behind the thing. And that's exactly what this feels like right now. So with these Epstein files is kind of like that's what's going on. It feels like that's kind of what's going on, is we're just like wandering into this cave and it's like nothing to see here. Shh, go ahead and walk on around your day. Look around everything else. There's nothing to see here. It's like a, yeah, it's just a gentle, like, you don't want any part of this sort of thing. Because what lies below is just disgusting rot and the most evil, unimaginable shit. And I truly mean unimaginable. I truly mean unimaginable. It's you can't even. You can't even. There's. God knows. God knows And Satan knows even more so. It's just like, fucking Christ, when you really think about it. And then you look at the implications of this. You look at the implications of this. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, besides politicians, the politicians is the softball, right? You get the philanthropists, these fake philanthropists that aren't actually helping anybody. They're just getting tax breaks. We're not talking about those people. We're not talking about Diddy parties. The one that scares the fuck out of me, this is like, when I thought about this, and like that, oh, whatever. How many military guys are on that list? How many military guys are in on it? How many military guys got stationed in places like Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, any of these, these countries that we've been kind of just going to and fucking up? How many of them caught the bug? Maybe? With those boys that were being forced to dance? We're talking boys. We're talking little boys. And then the screams, because they were getting raped. They were getting gang raped. How many sick fucks that are just completely broken? Maybe via combat? Or maybe they were just sick to begin with. Who knows? That's what scares the fuck out of me. Is how far does this go? How many top military guys were on that fucking island? Or in one of the many locations? Because I'm telling you, there are many. There's no way for me to prove it right now. And I have no interest in... I mean, in trying to. Like, this is... You will literally go insane if you try to understand evil. If you truly try to understand crazy people, you too shall go crazy. The depth of this is unimaginable. Because what happens then? What happens then? What happens then if our top military guys are doing this and getting off on this horrible, wicked scheme? And then what the fuck does that mean for us? Because that's our protection. That's like, I'm telling you, do you really want to know? Do you really? Are we really? Sure, I maybe it's less, are we really sure? Like, do you really want to know? And more so, really think through and, like, really prepare yourself for what this could mean. Or what the fuck this does mean. Because right now it's up in the air if anything's going to get released. And even the stuff that will be released is kind of like, great. Great, thank you. Yes, you are the person that did all these evil things, correct? And where I'm just going to take your word on the fact that you gave me everything that happened. Hence the cave analogy of, shh, we'll throw you a bone. We'll give you something kind of interesting to look at. We'll give you a fucking Fall Guy. Who may or may not be dead. Just throwing that out there too, which is... How would you know? How would any of us know? Camera's cut out, right? Man. Because it's like... We need to know. But it's going to come with some decisions. And it's I'm telling you that the layers of hell is infinite. And I suppose it's how far do you want to fall to get to the bottom of things? You may lose yourself in the process. You may go crazy. You may become one of them. You may kill somebody or want to. It's like the madness that we're looking into. I don't think anybody kind of really understands what we're saying, because we're talking like, I'm sure that there's some cannibalistic things that happen. There's definitely animal things that happen. There's blood things that happen. You can use your imagination. There's the pedophile. There's, I'm sure, sacrifices. Maybe people are cutting themselves open. And it's like this weird, Lord knows. God and Satan know. But I'm just saying, like, if depending on what's released and what they can release is like, it's opening up the door to a potential bloodbath, man. And I don't think we realize it. I just hope we act rationally. And I don't know what I hope. Because here's the other thing about this too, and this is why I can sleep at night. It's because I know that they are in complete and utter hell, the people that do that. What happens in the afterlife, I'm unsure. By the grace of God, I am unsure what happens next in this life. And I can't wait to get there, but I'm not in any rush anymore. I would like to live as long as I possibly can. And I would like to do as much good as I possibly can in this world. Like, the things that could happen as a result of this is... I'm a little scared, but... The way that... The reason I take solace in this. After everything that I've said. After all this evil shit. I'm telling you that... I don't know... If all these depictions of hell after you die are real, I don't exactly know. I just don't know. But I can tell you this, that hell is real on Earth. It's not in the way of fire and brimstone and everything such as that. But it's more like... And this is exactly why if you... find yourself sinning, however, whatever term you want to do, doing bad and you feel bad about it, don't apologize to God or your higher being, your higher entity. I believe it's God. God is the best term, I suppose, is how I should say that. Don't apologize to God. Apologize to yourself. And just try and do good now, because what happens with evil is it's like you let a little piece of hell into you. Could call it a demonic possession sort of thing. You could just say that you lose your way. Something like that. But I've no doubt that everyone starts out good. And it is a series of choices that you just continue to make, and then make, and then make again, and then over and over. Meanwhile, refusing to accept the consequences of your actions. And it's like, Anakin, can you just give me a real fucking example instead of beating around the fucking bush? And so help me, I will. Let's say we have a person that is aspiring to change the world, and they try to figure out the best way that they can possibly do it. And they settle on, if I have some money, maybe then I can have a nice family, I can have a nice wife, we can have, you know, fun sex from time to time. You know how it is, have some kids, play ball with them, I'm gonna start this company, I'm gonna do all these fun things, I'll party a little bit on the way, I'll start making deals with people, and we're gonna change the world. I'm gonna make all this money, and I'm gonna go ahead and give it back to everybody I can. I'm gonna go into my community, I'm gonna fix it. I gotta get the fuck out of here, and I gotta give back to my people. I'm gonna retire my parents. I'm gonna build a school. I'm gonna get an orphanage going or something. I don't know. And so they begin. They begin on the path of life. Maybe going to college. Maybe going to college, but how the fuck did they get there? I need to do this, they tell themselves. I need to. And I need to cheat on this test so I can get straight A's. I need to. There's the seed, baby. That's one. Just invited it in. Maybe it's like, I probably shouldn't have fucking done that. I shouldn't have done that. They tell themselves. I'm not going to do it again. Freshman year, college, it gets a little tough. They were partying the night before. Boom. Got a test tomorrow, pop quiz. Hey, man. And then they cheat. It's like, shit, I shouldn't have done that. And then the habit becomes instilled in them. Stuff like that. Maybe they cheat on their girlfriend. You can follow where I'm going at this point, I feel like. Where it's just these little tiny things that just chip away at your character. They just chip away at it. Boop, bada boop, bada bing. Little by little, you lose yourself along the path of life. If you let it. You start dropping your morals and being forced to make difficult decisions. It's like, all right. I could help out this nonprofit. I could help out this smaller business. I could do something like that. Or I'm getting offered by this, like, sketchy insurance company, it seems. They're kind of denying claims on people that need it. But they pay so good. And I really need this money because I'm going to use this money to help give back to my community. And they do that. They take that route. Maybe they start stealing money and just little by little they start losing themselves and losing the plot. All the while justifying it in their head, refusing to see the consequences of their actions. And it just gets worse and worse and worse for them. Doubling down and blaming others when things go wrong. It's like, it couldn't be me. Absolutely not. And they just slowly lose themselves. And somebody, they start backstabbing friends to get to the top because they need that money. They need to be the CEO. They need to be the CEO of this company so that they can start running the philanthropy business and helping give meals to kids in Africa and maybe even become mayor to fix the city that they grew up in. And somebody comes up to him. It's like, hey man, we can make a lot of change here, okay? I just need a favor from you in the future, and I'll do a favor for you now. I'll get you an office. I'll get you that CEO job. I'll give you a boost somehow. I don't know. You can come out to my parties. You can do this. You can do that. And all of a fucking sudden, they're in that guy's pocket. It's like, here is all the money, all the funding, all the power. Anything, just blank, put it in there. And we're going to make this connection, man. We're going to make things happen. We're going to change the world for the better. Just remember, you owe me. So take all this cash and do what you want with it. And then you get the human problem of, after so long of cheating, stealing, getting rid of your values, all for the sake of this greater good thing that you're doing, where you're hurting people and stepping on their heads on your way to the top, it becomes easier and easier and easier to do. Because your brain is an efficiency mechanism. Your entire body is. So your brain becomes a hell of a lot more efficient at quieting that conscience. So by the time that you reach that level, where that guy is coming up to you and is like, I'm giving you a blank check, but I own you. Don't forget who's paying you. Don't forget who's working, who you're working for. Blank check, but I'm your boss, remember. Had you just begun your journey, you would have probably sat back and been like, oh, this seems sketchy. I'm going to go. But because you have quelled the good inside of you for so long. And not even just that, but you're tired, man. It has been a fight to get to the top. And you're right fucking there. You're not going to just throw it away now. This could all be over. Everything that you have worked for is right in front of you. You're going to take that every time. And all those alarm bells that you've been turning off one by one are not going off. So you start going to these parties and you can see where we're at now. Where you get these guys that were in Epstein's pocket. So I suppose take that as a warning, is that that can happen to you, but here's the thing about that journey, is every single time that the bad decision was made, they know. Oh, they know. Whether they admit it or not, because they can't, they know. And I'm telling you that they see the children, they see the kids that they had sex with, and the screams of those kids, maybe the lifeless corpse that they're fucking. Metaphorical and literal. They see the screams of that girl on the snuff film. They scream, they see it. I'm telling you. They know that what they're doing is evil. And it's in them. And they know it. They blame others for the pain that they feel when it was them the entire time. And this is why I'm saying, take solace in the fact that these people are in hell. They're already there and they're headed there. I promise you that they go nights without sleeping. I promise you that. I promise you they're self-harming somehow. Somehow. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's literal cutting. Maybe it's more fucking sex. Maybe it's just doubling down. Maybe it's killing people in aimless wars. Maybe it's taking it out on folks like me and you. Maybe it's burying their problems in our money. Whatever it may be, they can't escape what they have done. So know that. Know that. Know that they, as much as they fancy themselves as all-powerful gods, they're not. They're fucking not, and they never will be. And this is the other thing, too. There's no limit to how evil this shit is. Here's another just fun idea. Here's another fun idea. We want to go to space, right? It's not that hard for us to go up to a satellite anymore, correct? How would you know? You take a kid up there. Take a fucking kid up there. I'm saying, are we really prepared for what the fuck this is about to show us? Because it's like, underground, above ground, and now in the sky. They do it on planes. People fuck on planes. You can fuck in space, too. It's like, this world we're in is... Man, it's crazy. It's crazy. Use your imagination. It's like... How many orphans are out there, right? How many kids can go missing with unpresent parents? I've seen it. I've seen the unpresent parents. I've seen the rampant pedophilia that is in all towns. It's no people in particular. You get a small town, not many options. Plus, who's gonna tell? They have a good last name. I want you to have my 16-year-old daughter, you 21-year-old, you 23-year-old. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen that shit firsthand. Or maybe you go into the city, and same deal. Like, you gonna tell? You gonna tell, little kid? Nobody's gonna believe you. At school, whatever the fuck. Use your imagination. It's terrible. And it weighs on me, man. Because I just don't know what people are going to do. Like, I'm just scared of beheadings and revolutions and bloodshed, I suppose. Because this could get really, really fucking ugly. It already is. And I just wonder. And it's like, I don't know if I would, if all of this came to light. Because like I said, this thing is a goddamn hydra with many, many heads. And we just barely saw, I don't know, the ear of one of them with Epstein's Island. I'm fucking promise you that. And it's like, how far are we going to stick our nose in this? How deep are we going to go on this? And are we ready for it? It's one of those things that it feels like we need to know it. It would be a sin. It would be a disservice to future generations to not know what the fuck is happening because this is getting dark. The writhing snake below the people's boot is trying to bite us. It's trying to stop us. It's doing anything it fucking can, but we're beginning to wake up to the power that we have with the internet here and these tools like phones and whatever else, the instant communication, because that's our superpower, the people. The people, and that's what makes us strong, and that's what makes humans undefeated. 60,000 years ago, just right now, and I personally believe that it's even older than that, but we just don't have evidence of it because things, this world seems to just melt everything and wash it away with water. But 60,000 years ago, we began as humans to share our food and look at each other. And what purpose does that serve? What evolutionary advantage does that serve? Is you get a mind like mine, and then a mind like yours, who definitely thinks way differently, or maybe the same, I don't know, similar. I was just talking to my friend about these sorts of things, and he. This is a perfect example, actually. So I'll talk about that. Is how I'm looking at it from this perspective of Jesus fucking Christ, the logistics of this, and this is not the only one. Just like the military could potentially just collapse in on itself if enough high-ranking generals and officials and lieutenants are in on this and. And then he goes the other route with the politicians and everything like that. And this is the point I'm making is that that's kind of our superpower. That's what makes us strong as people is talking it out and getting different perspectives and then working together on what the best solution is, what we should do, and everything like that. Like, we're just throwing these ideas around and getting a full picture of it rather than the two-dimensional image that is our perspective. You get a third dimension, a fourth, and a fifth, and all the way up until what we have right now, where we have this modern, amazing, insanely superior to any weapon that could ever be created. Just this power that we're very slowly beginning to realize that we have as a human race, where that very thing that has put us at the very top of all other species. Or one of there's more, but that's a very big one. Has just been cranked, just juiced to the gills, man.
It's got put on steroids, and this is like a new... Steroids isn't even a good example. This is... This power that we have to talk things out now with everybody from everywhere and get... And get a worldwide understanding from, like, other nations, people that don't even speak my own language now. It's like, this power is terrifying if you're doing something like what's going on in Epstein's Island. If you are a bad person, if you are an evil person, this is not good. If you're a person in power and you want to keep that power and you don't want any of these people, these subordinates, these inferior idiots who don't know up from down according to you, these humans below us gods, if they don't, if you want to keep that fucking power, you better not let them talk. You better not let them. You better keep them hungry. You better keep them comfortable. You better keep them fighting against each other so they can't communicate. And then realize that those people at the fucking top, these sadistic fucks, are the ones that are pitting us against each other to keep us distracted. When the population is fighting, the king and queen go back into their chambers and pop champagne because they don't have to worry about getting their head taken off that night. It's exactly what's going on. And this is kind of that thing of the giant tentacle blocking the cave entrance of shh, nothing to see here. Because it's a fucking paper tiger. It's a paper tiger, and we're putting together the power that we have over these folks that we put in charge, right? And it's coming to light, man. And I just wonder what happens when we really go after this. Who's gonna die? I've no plans to kill anyone. I don't think anybody does. I don't think any sane person wakes up and is like, I'm gonna kill somebody today. But depending on what happens, I don't know how I'll feel. Depending on what comes to light, I don't know how I'll feel. And that's genuine. I'm not... My religious beliefs would prevent that from happening. From killing anybody and doing anything, so... Don't even try to use this fucking as whatever, as a confession or anything. Just being hyperbolic to drive a point home that other people may not be as religious as me and feel that justice for somebody fucking a 1-year-old on an island somewhere is worth the mortal sin of killing somebody. So, it's like, do we want to know? Are we ready to know? Are we gonna know? Are we gonna do it? Is this gonna be one of those things that we just kind of get right up to the edge of that leap of faith, the call of duty, and we're about to do something we're about to go on this fucking brutal journey. We're going to learn some shit, and we're like, you know what? No. I do think that the way that this is going to play out, if I had to guess, is that whatever the government releases is going to be complete and utter bullshit, if anything. There's going to be people like me that believe that you got to let evil folks do evil shit and stop them if you can. But, like, don't lose yourself in the battle against evil. Don't let them drag you down to hell with them. It's a complicated balance for sure. And then there's going to be a group of people that will go right up to that precipice that I go and just kind of look down, where I'm like, fuck, I can't do it. And then there's going to be a group of people that just dive head fucking first, ready for war. Ready for the fight. And a lot of them are probably going to get killed. That do look into this. But I know that it's going to be revealed eventually. The truth will be coming to light. It will. And it's going to be some crazy fuck that took that leap into it. Into the abyss. Unwavering. I just wonder how many of us will follow suit. And then what that means for our nation. What that means for our world. Thank you everybody so much for listening. If you did. If you feel so inclined, please share this episode. Clip it. Hit the share button. Because this one's not gonna make it to the fucking algorithm, okay? Nothing I put out is going to, so it's only going to grow with you. So if you're a fan, you can help me out. And if you don't, I still appreciate the fact that you listen to all of this, so, or some of it, or even click the video. Anyway, yeah. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.